Ibrahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.
Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue with the same. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, classes of the last chapter of the Quran. And inshallah, today we will have Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah al-Humazah. So now, sisters, I will recite Surah al-Humazah, Surah number 104. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع ماله وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. I will recite it in English until Sister Muhiba got for you the copies. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, woe to every slanderer and backbiter who has gathered wealth and counted it. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. Nay, verily, he will be thrown into the crushing fire. And what will make you know what the crushing fire is? The fire of Allah kindled, which leaps up over the hearts. Verily, it shall be closed upon them in pillars stretched forth. That is to say, they will be punished in the fire with pillars. So now, inshallah, we will recite the surah. I will read it, and inshallah, you read it after me, and then we will learn about the lessons of the surah, so that inshallah, we keep on having one verse of the Quran in every class, inshallah. So now I will recite, and you recite after me, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Waylun.
الحطمة
نار
الله
الموقدة
الموقدة
التي تطلع على الأفئدة
إنها
عليهم مؤصدة
في
عمد
ممددة
ويل لكل همزة
لمزة
الذي
جمع
مالا
وعدد
يحسب
أن
ماله
ما أخلده
أخلده
كلا لينبذن
لينبذن
في
الحطمة الحطمة
وما أدراك
أدراك
ما
الحطمة
الحطمة
نار
الله الموقدة
الموقدة
التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة
إن شاء الله we will learn about سورة الهمزة which is called the slanderer in English سورة number 104. The main concept of this سورة is that this سورة portrays a pattern of people who are always repeated in every environment and society. It is the person who is under the impression that his wealth is the supreme value in life. He feels that since he has wealth, he can control all people's destiny without being accountable for anything he does. He thinks that his wealth can even resist death and stopping the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In verse number 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ويل لكل همزة لمزة to every slanderer and backbiter. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah will say, woe, this is the, in Arabic, wail, this is the warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is opening the surah with the warning for that wicked person who criticizes others with his tongue, mocks them with his movements, either by imitating their movements and voices, or by ridiculing their looks and features by words and by slander. He is the slanderer and backbiter. Again and again, sisters, you know, we must learn the rules of our book. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about that person, warning and woe and punishment for that person. And actually, this is clarifying that these two characters are forbidden in Islam. Again, sisters, you know, this is the importance of learning the teaching of our religion, the teaching of the Quran. In Islam and in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying and saying to everyone, warning to the backbiter and slanderer. So, it will be the duty of every one of us never to backbite any person. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified this again in Surah Al-Hujurat, in another surah. But again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this surah, Allah is calling the surah, Surah Al-Humazah, the slanderer. Accordingly, sisters, we are not supposed to joke with each other by, you know, initiating the movements of others. We are not supposed to take it easy to backbite each other because everyone is backbiting everyone. This is totally forbidden in Islam and this is the manners of the believers. If I want to say about myself, I am a believer in the unity of Allah, I am a believer, I am a Muslim, I am supposed to have the manners of the Muslims. One of the basic manners of the Muslims which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us against is to be one of the slanderers or backbiter. If all the people are slanderer and backbiter, this is none of my business. My business is that I have the goal to be a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because being a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means inshallah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower me with His mercy in this life, will make for me an outlet from every problem, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the paradise my final destination, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my heart to be always in a state of being content and in a state of being happy and having mental peace. Accordingly, it is the duty of every Muslim to know the manners of Islam and to follow the manners of Islam, and not to look around and to notice that most of the Muslims are backbiters. If most of us are backbiters, this means that the warning which Allah is sending in this verse, every one of us has to be aware of. Otherwise, this destination in this verse, we will be included in it. This is, sisters, again and again, the spirit of Islam. Islam is not rules, and Islam is not principles. Islam is manners, believe in the unity of Allah, total submission to the rules of Allah. It is not only to pray and to fast. If I am praying the prayer according to sincerity which Allah is recommending me for, this means that I will never be a backbiter. You can't say that I am praying the five prayers and I am fasting the month of Ramadan and I am reciting the Quran every day, but still I am a backbiter. No, this is wrong. You have a problem with your prayer. You have a problem with your sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are sincere to Allah, this means that you observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything and in every deed. Accordingly, when I will start to say a word, and this word is one of the words of the back biting the people, I will tell to myself, no, Mona, stop. Remember the warning. Remember the warning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after 2 hours in Dhuhr prayer. How you will meet Him while you just 2 hours ago you were one of those whom He sent the great warning. Wow, while. While is a very is a word in Arabic which means the great punishment. Great punishment for the backbiter. So, sister, this is how we have to handle every verse of the Quran. We will learn the surah, but in every word of the Quran there is a wisdom and there is a command and there is a mercy for every one of us. When I recite the word while, I tell to myself, great punishment for the backbiter and slanderer, Mona, that's it. That's it. This is step number one. Step number two, Mona, when you sit with people whom they are backbiting others, you must leave them immediately. Immediately. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be accountable for every word we say and for every word we listen to. When I sit with people whom they are backbiting others, but I am not saying, you are participating by hearing. You are supposed either, if they are very close to you, to tell them, once I was in Masjid al-Mu'mineen, once I recite the Surah al-Humaza, and I was so affected by the word warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since then, my dearest sister, I can't participate in an issue related to being a slanderer or backbiter. If these sisters are very close to you. So I am advising you, my sister, let us talk about anything which will give us benefit, which will make us closer to Allah, which will make the angels to be around us, which will be a good deed for us. If they accept it, well and good. If they don't accept and they keep on joking on you and telling you, no, this and that, tell them, okay, I am very sorry. I will not participate. I will go out for some time until you finish. This is, sister, how we can change our community. This is how we can have a community which is full of love, respect, and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just to learn the Quran and to pray and to fast, then all our manners are in reality against the rules and manners of Islam. This is the clarification of our situation. Failure on personal level, failure on community level, failure on all the levels. Why? Because the Islam for us is prayer which with no sincerity. You will not have the sincerity in the prayer except when you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every word and in every deed. I fear Allah. When you tell me, Sister Mona, why you are so critical? I tell you, because I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power. I fear the word while. When he tell me great punishment, I fear him because I am a believer that everything is up to him because his will is the only will. Maybe he tell while on great punishment. Then after I recite this surah and I teach this surah in the masjid, then I start backbiting. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me to have a great accident and I will not reach my home today. Yes, because Allah make me to read it, so to recite it. This means that Allah wants me to remember that rule. Great punishment. Wow, be careful, be away from being slanderer and backbiter. But in spite, I refused the command of Allah and I decided to be a backbiter. So I must receive the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending these messages for us in the Quran. In every word there is a wisdom. Again and again, sister, I want to tell you one thing. Maybe you don't know it. We must do wudu before every prayer because we are washing our mouth and our tongue not only from the food, from the backbiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want a backbiter to come and meet him in the prayer. And because of that, I must wash all what we are saying and what we are doing, so that we will have the sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of all of this, or because of all of this, I must be a true believer in the commands of Allah. If you want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower you in your life, you must believe in the total submission to Allah. Total submission to Allah means that any rule of the Quran, I will follow immediately. Allah is saying, wow, to every slanderer and backbiter, oh Allah, I am very thankful. You teach me that there will be a great punishment for a backbiter. People, I am not part of them, inshallah, from today under any circumstances. When you change, I wanna change, then Sister Muhiba change, then Sister Fawzia change, then Balqis change, the whole community will change. Then at that time, we will use our time not for backbiting, we will use our time for help, for support, clean heart, improving the community. We will be the people whom Allah loves, the people whom they obey the commands of Allah. Then Allah will make our rank to be higher and higher and higher in this life and in the worldly life, because we are true believers in His commands. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse number 1, in this verse Allah is warning the wicked person who criticizes the people, the slanderer and backbiter. In verse number 2 and verse number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us about more of the characters of that person. Allah is saying in verse number 2, He is the one who gathered wealth and counted it. Oh, and again, sisters, I want to every one of you to check with herself. There are people in our life whom they gather money and keep on counting it, yes, a lot, around. Whom the main interest in their life is the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the more interest in their life is the bank account. When you tell him or her, sister, how are you today? Are you happy? No, I am not happy. Why, my sister, you are not happy? Your health is good, yes. Kids are good, yes. Everything is good, yes. But my bank account is not good. After this economy problem, I lost a lot from my bank account. I am not happy at all. Because every week or every month, I have to check my bank account. If it is increasing, I have a lot of tranquility and happiness and hope. If it is decreasing, oh Allah, I will not be able. I am living my life from my bank account. Again and again, sister, I will clarify to you about those people, inshallah, while we are discussing. So number one, he is a slanderer or she is a slanderer because we are sisters. Number two, backbiter. Number three, the main goal of the life is to gather wealth and to count it. Number four, these people, they are under the impression that why they are so caring for collecting wealth, because they believe that wealth is their God. Wealth will make them to last forever. You see, this is the issue. Their wealth is everything, capable of everything. The wealth can make for them everything, even to make them immortal, not to die. This is how they think and evaluate wealth. The most important in life is wealth. That's it. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse number 4, immediately sisters is sending his comment on that verse. In verse number 1 and 2 and 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us about character of some people. Okay, backbiter, slanderer, collecting wealth, believing that wealth can make everything, even to make those people to live forever. After 3 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said his word. What is his word of Allah? Nay. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sisters. Nay. That's it. Okay, verily he will be thrown into the crushing fire. I want you sisters to feel the Quran. People living in life, all their life, collecting wealth, counting the wealth, believing in the wealth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about all their life, all their days and night, all their work, all their efforts, nay, you will be in the crushing fire. In this verse, in this surah of the Quran, Allah used the word crushing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say they will be in the hell fire. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will be in the crushing fire. Now I will clarify to you why it is the crushing one. So that, sisters, we feel all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us Muslims, who created us to have the Quran, who make us to learn that book, which is the book of the mercy, cure and healing for every problem in the spirit of any of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because in our life we observe these people all the time, those people whom they are so arrogant, so proud, they feel so powerful. I have the wealth. I can do everything with my wealth. I can buy whom I want to buy, and I can sell whom I want to sell, and I can do everything in this life. And when you see these people, there are some human beings whom they are weak in their faith. They believe them. And then they say, oh Allah, we want to have wealth like them, so that we will be powerful like them, and we can do everything like them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the message to every human being. Nay, verily, they will be in the crushing fire. But before being in the crushing fire, I will clarify to you the reality of their life in this worldly life, so that you never evaluate the people from their outside picture. When you see someone having a car, not Mercedes car, even Rolls Royce car, living in a mansion with $20 million, be sure that if that person is not believing in the unity of Allah, following the manners and rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this wealth is wealth without mercy. There is no mercy. Wealth without mercy equal to hardship and disaster. He will be always worried about his money, as I clarified. He will have he will be always suspicious about his wife. My wife wants me to die to have my money. My kids wants me to die to have my wealth. My brothers and sisters, they love me for my wealth. I don't like anybody in the human being. And in reality, there are always problems between those kind of families. They are not happy together because they don't remember the owner of the wealth. We believers must believe that none of us own anything in this life, and I think I clarified this many times and I gave you the proof. Again and again, this is the belief, this is the mercy of the belief, this is the cure and the healing of the belief. We don't own anything. So why we are proud with the wealth which is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All praise to Allah that the only owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So none has the right to be arrogant. None has the right to be proud. None has the right to say, I own and own and own. Whoever say, and I owns or I own, okay, to say correct English, I own, okay. Just don't respond to those people. Tell to yourself, those people are out of my agenda. I can't live with this kind of mentality, because this is the mentality of ignorance. And the mentality of ignorance will lead to the attitude of ignorance. And the attitude of ignorance will lead to the crushing fire. I don't want to spoil my life with those whom Allah said about them that they will be in the crushing fire. So again and again, sisters, we don't own anything. We don't collect anything. You will have whatever Allah decreed for you. There are some people whom they wake up in the morning, as it happened over the last 2 months. They were millionaires in the morning, and at night they were very poor people, and they commit suicide. Okay? If they are the owner of the wealth, which they lived their life to count it, why they didn't save their wealth if they own it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending for us in the reality of our daily life the proof of the truth of the Quran. But we don't have mind. We don't have time to check and to reflect and to say, oh Allah, whatever is happening in the reality nowadays is the real proof of the Quran. Yes, oh Allah, you are the only owner of everything. Whoever is arrogant with his wealth is an ignorant human being. And let him know about his destination or her destination from now, so that inshallah there will be a hope that they will quickly change their attitude, so that inshallah Allah will accept their repentance and will send them inshallah out of the hellfire. Yes, don't worry. Inshallah. You see, sister, so actually verse number 4, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those people will be thrown into the crushing fire. In verse number 5, Allah said, and what will make you know what the crushing fire is? Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this kind of questions in the Quran actually is a threatening question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, would that you know what the crushing one is? This means that the crushing fire is a great punishment that you know not. You don't know it. When I tell you, sister, did you go to Cleveland? You can't imagine what is Cleveland. This means that there is something in Cleveland you don't expect it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and what will make you know what the crushing fire is? This means that it is a great punishment which you know not. This suggests great horror and warning. In verse number 7, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in verse number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us about that fire. He said in verse number 6, the fire of Allah kindled. In this verse, Allah clarified the nature of the crushing fire. It is an identification that it is the fire of Allah. What is the meaning of the fire of Allah? It is not the fire of the human being. Okay? It is the exceptional and familiar sort of fire. And actually, this will make every one of us to feel the fear of that exceptional fire. Okay? Then in verse number 7, Allah is saying, it is the fire which will rage over the hearts. Why the hearts? You see, sisters, all praise to Allah. When you feel the words of the Quran, you feel how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very critical with us. And also you fear the day of judgment. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is choosing every word, in every verse, in every sentence, and there is no other word can be instead of that word, this means how Allah is so critical with the Quran. And this means that, sisters, if we are not living the Quran in our daily life, this means that we are doing a great mistake in regarding to ourselves and in regarding to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is the fire which will rage over the heart. You know why the heart? Because the heart is the source of the arrogance. They were arrogant in the worldly life. Okay? And they have ridiculous manners in the worldly life. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make them to suffer the same way which they did with the other people. When they were arrogant and they were causing, you know, they were mocking the other people, laughing on the other people, arrogant with the other people, all this because they have the pride in their heart, Allah will make the fire to rag over their hearts. The source of the problem. This is the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always related the punishment inflicted to the crime. Their crime was related to their arrogant heart. Accordingly, that heart must be ragged over it by the fire of the crushing one. So that, sister, when I recite this surah, I tell to myself, I am oppressing any person. Because if I am oppressing, I will have the punishment related to my crime. Oh Allah, If I am arrogant, I will have the punishment related to my crime. And always, sister, I want you to observe who the people whom they are sometimes having this arrogant attitude. Observe them for some years of their life, not for short period, long period. It is always the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will make you to see them in a totally different attitude. They will be helpless, they will be misery, they will be in great need of anyone to talk to them, and none will talk to them because they were arrogant, believe that the punishment is related to the crime. So all the time be away and be aware not to put yourself in the punishment which you can't tolerate. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the judgment of Allah. You want to be arrogant, the people will be arrogant in you, and Allah will punish you. You want to be bright, be proud, no problem. But one day will come. Be sure. This is what Allah is clarifying. You want to oppress the people and to forget about Allah, no problem. Take your time. Be oppressor. But one day you can't imagine the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is controlling the life according to His rules. This is the rules of Allah. Punishment is related to the crime. Yes, because life is not a jungle. The power is to the one strong. No, the power is only to Allah, the all wise, the all mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sister, this is how I have to understand and reflect on a small surah of the Quran. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the heart and the mind of that person, the source of his arrogance and ridiculous manners, Allah will make it that he will be suffering mentally and physically as he did with the people. Okay? And the fire will rag over their hearts and spirits, and Allah will complete. It is not only this. Allah, to complete the image of that person will be neglected and he will be crushed in that fire. That fire will be closed on him from all the direction. All the direction. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will look, L-O-C-K, he will be locked inside it. Subhanallah. You see? So that when you see someone whom she or he is arrogant, you tell to yourself, you don't know the big mistake which you are doing for yourself, not for the others. Others, all praise to Allah, are believers that you are the only ignorant and you are the only loser. Okay? This is sister, this. Whenever you look to any arrogant human being, just tell to yourself, you are ignorant and you are a loser, and may Allah guide you before your death to repent to Him and to become a good human being. Yes. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that none can save him and none asked about him. As he was arrogant, as he was backbiter and slanderer in this worldly life, in the eternal life, actually, he was doing all his corruption in this very short worldly life. But in the eternal life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him to be alone, none will ask about him, none will save him, and inside this fire, he will be tied to a column. Okay? As animals are tied without respect. You see, sister, so this is the crushing fire. The crushing fire is a very special fire where that person, the slanderer, backbiter, the one who believes that his wealth is the God, he will have the fire which will rag over the heart. It will be closed upon them from all the directions, and actually they will be tied to columns so that they will never escape it. So we all ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us and to save all the Muslims from that fire and to save us from that attitude and from these manners, and to make us the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make us the followers of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to make us to have the spirits which is full of good manners and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us now recite the surah 2 times, then we'll start the Arabic inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ويل.
ويل.
لكل همزة.
همزة.
لمزة.
لمزة.
الذي.
الذي.
جمع.
جمع.
مالا.
مالا.
وعدده.
وعدده.
يحسب.
يحسب.
أن.
أن.
ماله.
ماله.
أخلده.
أخلده.
كلا.
كلا.
لينبذن.
لينبذن.
في الحطمة.
في الحطمة.
وما.
وما.
أدراك.
أدراك.
ما.
من.
الحطمة.
الحطمة.
نار.
نار.
الله.
الله.
الموقدة.
الموقدة.
التي.
التي.
تطلع.
تطلع.
على.
على.
الأفئدة.
الأفئدة.
إنها.
إنها.
عليهم.
عليهم.
مقصدة.
مقصدة.
في.
في.
عمد.
عمد.
ممددة.
ممددة.
Then I want you to recite it together without me. Okay, so that you check your Arabic. I will say بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم so that you go ahead after it. يلا يا بلقيس.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدد يحسب أن ماله أخلد كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله المقدة التي تطلع إنها عليهم مقصدة في عمد ممددة.